This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram on the 8th of this month. The lower house will debate on election reforms on the 9th of December. Briefing media at the Parliament House today, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the decision was taken during the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. He said after both the discussions are over, government will propose to take up the discussion also in the Radha Sabha.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament
House. Early in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day as the deadlock continued over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Radha Sabha was also adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the presiding officer tried to run the house but in vain. Despite the repeated appeal, the opposition continued with the protest, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. In the Radha Sabha, when the House assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Later, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 was passed in the Parliament, with Radha Sabha discussing and returning it to the Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The fourth edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam began at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath jointly inaugurated the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony took place at the Namo Ghat. The theme of the event this year is Let Us Learn Tamil or Tamil Karkalam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on the commencement of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the vibrant program deepens the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister also wished the citizens to have a memorable stay in Kashi during the program. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today clarified that the Sanchar Sathi app is completely democratic and fully voluntary. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said that digital security of every citizen of the country is government's topmost priority. He noted that users can activate the app at their convenience to access its benefits and they may deactivate or delete it from the devices at any time. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia Dmitry Peskov today said that S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian President's visit. Sri Lanka is battling widespread devastation in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa as the death toll climbed to 410, while 336 people are still missing. Amid the mounting crisis, India has further intensified humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Indian Air Force helicopters delivered 2,000 kilograms of humanitarian aid to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people. In Pakistan, one of the sisters of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan was today allowed to meet the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI chief at Rawalpindi's Adiyala jail. It comes amid rumours of the death of jail leaders and allegations of torture and concerns about his health. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended more than half a percent down today. The Sensex fell 504 points to close at 85,138. And that is the end of this news bulletin.